With Michael Ifante, who is the CEO of One Media and is a music expert. And we're basically talking about the fact that streaming music nowadays, you know, some streaming giants are just, you know, they're paying less than $1, basically, no, 1 cent for people who are uploading their music and it's getting streamed. And, you know, Michael has been informing us on what it means and the process and things like that. But I guess the question we're asking is, Michael, you know, are artists getting ripped off? And as I said, I don't mean, you know, the artists that are big in the game. I mean, you know, Joe Blog down the road, who's making loads of albums and uploading them and getting a few streams, but getting enough. How many does he really need to get out there and make a decent money?
That's a really loaded question, because are artists getting ripped off? I think these days it's far more transparent than it ever would have been 20, 30 years ago, because the digital reporting systems are far better. Of course, there's going to be, you know, unscrupulous distributors and problems in the supply chain. Yeah. However, generally speaking, if an artist uploads his own content to a reputable aggregator, and there are many of them out there, he will be getting his reports, he will be getting his money, he would have negotiated a split, and that split could be anything from, you know, 20% to 50% to 70%, whatever he's good enough to negotiate, and the power and the strength of his music. Typically, artists, when they first have a record breaking, you know, they're going to be on the low side, because, you know, record label wants to get their money back, and they invest time, effort, and energy into that deal. And as the artist breaks and becomes bigger and becomes more popular, then, of course, you know, the tables change. So most artists, if they've got confidence in themselves, and we've seen the films like Rocket Man and the Queen movies, you know, you don't go and sign a 20-year deal day one. You sign yourself a couple of years, and
of course, you know,
then it's down to you to be successful, I guess.
No, I hear that. I absolutely hear that. So can I ask what your sort of a couple of top tips that you'd give to an artist who is releasing music right now?
Well, I think the most important thing is to work with a producer that is in touch with the times and the energy and the genre that you're working within. Self-production might work, but for most parts, you want to go to a trusted party that can fit your music in. Mm. I think the second part, then, is you need a business partner. 9 times out of 10, artists and creatives are very good at what they do, but business-wise, you know, they do get torn apart. So you need yourself a decent business manager and then a trusted label. So you want to work with, you know, a label that sees your vision of your product and wants to promote and be with you, even if the first few tracks don't work. You know, you don't get dropped a bit like a football manager these days, to change them quick and they change their football socks. You know, you need some longevity. But the other thing also about music is it's become a lot more disposable in modern days than it has become perhaps legacy music. So fashions come very quickly, music changes, trends change. But I think also, and this is me being old-fashioned, a good video, you know, don't be too crazy about it. Just make a good quality video. It will usually sell an average song, but, you know, that's an old music expression.
No, I love a good music. I'm with you, Michael. I do love a good music video. I'll specifically go on to YouTube or another streaming site like that if the video is wild. Do you know what I mean? If it's good,
that's right,
and I'm there for it, I will go and stream that tune just for
the
video.
Think about the song. Go right back to the breaking days of 2010-12 of YouTube. Now, that crazy video, What Does the Fox Say? I mean, it was just a nutsoid video. Okay, yeah. The song was a nutsoid song. Billions of streams. Billions.
Absolutely.
And we won't even talk about Gangnam Style, and we're not talking amazing music. We'd have called them novelty tunes that Benny Hill would have recorded back in the day of early The Fastest Movement. But the videos on these things do help.
Absolutely, no, absolutely, I agree with you. But Michael, before I do let you go, what do you think is the future of the music industry?
It's going to bubble. There are quotes out there at the moment, not ours, but industries. At the moment, the industry last year took $21.5 billion. The forecasts for 2030 are $42 to $45 billion. It's a good time to be in the industry. You've just got to have the right song, the right writing. If you're a lyricist, you know, you want to get writing and you want to pitch your music to a variety of bands that's going to work for your writing, get a partner, get someone that's a musician, get a producer, go for it. out there to happen.
My mind is blown, Michael. The figures you have just said out loud, my mind is completely blown. But thank you so much for coming on and having a chat with me. I really appreciate it. And I feel like I've just learned a load of new things that I didn't know half an hour ago. So I really, really appreciate you coming on and having a chat with me. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Michael Efanti there, the CEO of One Media. And if you're a musician and want to know more, just visit omip.co.uk.